answers. I'm one of your hosts here tonight, accompanied by Liz Sister, DC Love. And Nicola Parenton is not here today. She's under the weather. But I'd like to tell you a little bit about what Nicola does. Nicola Parenton is a holistic therapist who works with her guides and angels to deliver messages from spirit and loved ones. She incorporates her skills in therapy alongside her psychic mediumship abilities to help assist you through your journey of life. She frequently uses tarot and oracle and angel decks to complement her insight. You can contact Nicola Parenton at parringtonnicola1@gmail.com or via Facebook at nicola.parrington.7. And a little bit about myself is I am a Reiki healer now and an intuitive empath and love to give readings using my oracle and tarot decks as well. How about you, Liz?
Thank you. I'm Liz Pfister, and I am an intuitive that I have more recently, thanks to working with these ladies so much, have been more getting intuitive messages for people. I love to use my cards. I love to pull them out. And since I recently authored my own deck, I like to use them as well to give people messages. But I'm also a Reiki healer. I do some spiritual counseling. I'm a meditation leader. I live stream a singing bowl meditation every Tuesday night on Facebook. Many other things. I dabble here and there. And I always say I'm a spiritual guru. I know a little bit about a lot of things. And I like to help people get acquainted with their, you know, spiritual journey and what they want to do and learning about different things that are to be offered on this lifestyle.
So, that's beautiful. And you're a sound healer too on Tuesdays.
I do my I work with the crystal singing bowls, and you can, if you've never seen them, you can go on YouTube. We have one, there's one that corresponds with each chakra in the body, and you know, typically you shouldn't, it's not supposed to really go over like an electronic setting like Facebook Live, right? It's not supposed to work. You're supposed to be in the same room with the sound. And I've just been very blessed that with no fancy equipment, it has worked extremely well.
Yeah.
And it's helped people get land here in the pandemic too, because a lot of people have relied on it every week to, you know, make them feel better and to have that place to connect. So I'm glad that I did it. And I'm glad that I, you know, am able to help those people for sure. So, thank you. And
that's
what about you, DC?
Yes, thank you, Mary. Hello, everyone. This is DC Love. A little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath. I am also an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter, a divine life coach, and I'm a foodie. And the foodie part really got me onto the journey that I'm on now. It started with a big bowl of sugar cookies, 2 pounds of sugar cookies, and this beautiful bowl, thank gosh, it was unbreakable. It flew off my countertop onto my kitchen floor. I had cookies and I had sprinkles everywhere. And then my cousin's friend from the other side started to text me, and I wasn't ready for that at that time. So I was racing as fast as the messages were coming in. And then I had spirit sit upon me. And that truly got my attention. And all of the craziness actually guided me to where I am today. And I'm so glad I listened, because I did have a work background, and it was in law enforcement. But I've hung up my 357, and now I use love instead. It's so much nicer. And, you know, love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Hello, everyone. Good evening. This is the magical DC Love, and I'm so blessed to be here with these beautiful ladies. We truly have, we have so much fun together, and it's just, it's such a blessing to me, and as well, I think, I hope for them as well. It's just such a beautiful, it's a beautiful gift for us as well as the callers. And with that being said, our beautiful Liz posted an amazing picture with Princess Diana, Diana and Prince Philip, and it was just so beautiful. All of a sudden, Diana came in, and she told me this afternoon that she and Prince Philip would be sitting in and listening to the show, and I was amazed, and I'm excited. So Diana is here, and she's saying, hello, everyone. It's so wonderful to be here. I love listening to your show, Angel Answers. The love, the energy, the guidance, they're so amazing. And today being Queen Elizabeth II's birthday, it is a beautiful, special day. So Diana did spend part of the day with Prince Philip. And as she did, she was mentioning our show this evening. And she said, ladies, he too has this amazing sense of humor. And oftentimes it comes out inappropriately and sometimes even sounds a little bit controversial. And she said, it reminds me of your group in spirit, Joan and Ginger and Lynn. She's saying, I brought him up to speed with everyone does, and he loves each of you beautiful ladies, as well as Ginger and Joan and Lynn, too. He can't wait to listen in. And he can be quoted as saying, that's my kind of entertainment. So he's here, and he's saying, hello, everyone. If you have a common interest, nobody cares a damn where you come from or who you are. But when you talk with angels, you use oracle cards, you offer therapy, you're a healer, maybe a spiritual counselor. Wow. Now, that is my kind of amazing fun. And, you know, my name, Philip, means fond of horses. So I'm really, you know, excited to be here and connect with Ginger, the talking dog, too. It's so much more entertaining than bird watching. So as we know, he's excited to tell everyone that, you know, connecting with animals is one of his passions. And he just, you know, the welfare of animals is so important. He's saying, though, I must say, I've never seen a dog with beautiful hair extensions and all that bling. Ginger, are those your family jewels? And Ginger's responding, no, they're from Joan's collection on QVC. He's saying, brilliant, Ginger, brilliant. But he's saying, first thing first, ladies, first things first. He wants to know what the food plans are for tonight. Well, as we know, Mary, you know, one of our beautiful hosts here, she promised Lynn, that is Nicola's guide, that she would get lemon jello. And she could not find any lemon jello, but she brought home lemons instead. So Joan is coming in, and she said, Mary, don't worry about it, because when life hands you lemons, you find some whose life has handed them back and have a party. And believe it or not, Mary is the woman of the hour. She has both. She has both lemons and vodka. And not only that, she went to the store, and she also has deli. So Lynn is very excited about all of it. He is so, so excited. So they're going to have, you know, a few drinks. They're going to have some deli. And then they're just going to astral travel around to everyone's refrigerator to see who has the best little goodies. And then after the show, Prince Philip is going to go for a ride with Joan and Ginger, and he's saying, I love Joan's sharp red sports car. It's very nice. It's so much nicer than Elton John's ghastly car. And he's also saying that he doesn't think that Prince Anne will be listening in tonight. The only thing that she's interested in is either something that eats grass or farts. And Lady Diana is going, okay, Prince Philip, let's just try to get you seated now. It's time to enjoy Angel Answers. And she's saying everyone needs to be valued, and you ladies have certainly helped others to feel loved and valued. As each of you offer love, healing, and advice to your callers, you carry out random acts of kindness with no expectations, no rewards, and you always lead from the heart. Family has always been the most important thing in the world to me, and you ladies help your callers to feel like they're your family, too. I'm a free spirit, and some people have never accepted that about me, but that was who I was, and I still am. I'm still a free spirit. I'd only wanted to be a queen of people's hearts. You ladies, you certainly capture the hearts of your callers. Ladies, before I sit down with Prince Philip, I'd like to say the biggest disease the world suffers from is the disease of people feeling unloved, and you've been helping to cure that disease one person at a time. So she and Prince Philip are so glad to be here tonight with everyone. And Prince Philip has been talking to Ginger. He's been connecting with Nicola's cat, Jinx, and then he's talking to Rosie Roo.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's saying, you know, and I'm also fascinated by Mary's beautiful pictures that she posts on Facebook. Beautiful, beautiful pictures. And the pictures of the sky, they're like little pieces of heaven. Mm-hmm. And he's saying he wished that he could have connected with each of us while he was on Earth. Decisions could have been made much easier with your divine guidance. And he was so excited to hear, you know, about Liz's beautiful deck of daily wisdom, and as well as getting angel answers. And he loves that we connect with spirit too. So he's just really happy to be here, and he's asking Lynn now to direct him to the deli meet, okay? So with that being said, I'm going to hand the airwaves back over, ladies.
Okay. That was beautiful. I'm so full of love. Like, my heart is, my heart chakra feels, like, so full and so open and expanded.
You're both filled with such love, and Nicola, you know, too. And, you know, it is felt across miles. You know, it really is.
Yeah,
that's for
so beautiful.
That's for sure. I just keep sending it out every day with everything that's happening. You know, it's so important to just
to everyone. You know what? You could look like you're wearing, you know, the family jewels. Just go to QVC QVC and check out Joan's collection. Hey, you got the commercial in.
Ginger's really pushing the family jewels the last couple weeks.
She really. Yes, yes. But she's always blinged out to the max. She does have beautiful blonde hair extensions, you know, so. Well, she's got it going
on. She had a fashionable mom, so I guess that's what happened.
You know what? Believe me, not as fashionable as Joan. I mean,
wow.
I have people that always tell me they see her blinged out to the max, you know. So I'm a little bit jealous.
Well, it looks like we have quite a few callers waiting to talk to us, ladies, this evening. So are we ready to get started?
Yeah.
I think we are. Awesome.
All right. So let's grab our first one. Area code 951, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hey, ladies, it's Nathaniel calling in. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hi.
Hey, well, I got stimulated today, so I'm feeling a lot better. I just had a little incident.
I hope you're not having too much caffeine, Nathaniel.
Well, I've got caffeine, but I had a little situation with making these people that were smoking weed. I guess that's something, but they were smoking in front of a child's school and stuff, and they were arguing and stuff, so I got the guy to move and stuff. But so it was a... something that I had to do for, you know, everybody, you know, so I felt kind of good about it in a sense, I guess, where I made it better for the children and everything.
Oh, beautiful.
Sounds like you were a Superman today, Nathaniel.
Well, a little bit. I talked to the lady at the hair salon that she was complaining and documented about the other guard. She said she was really glad that I was here and, you know, it was comforting to know that I, you know, was here to help the situation because the other guards don't do a lot.
Oh. Look at you. You're a superhero, Nathaniel. Do you have a question for us today, or do you, what are you looking for?
Well, I'm always interested. You know, I might be looking for a new job here. My brother has given me a job with a pension in it at UC Davis, and I might get that as paying a few dollars more, but it probably has a lot more benefits than I even know. And I might feel a lot better because a lot of these jobs I'm so bored out of my mind, you know. I can't call enough blog talk radio shows, and although I'm working now, you know, but I get pretty bored sometimes, you know. And
well, we don't want you to
be
too tied up.
Yeah, but it might be it's at the college, so you know I might be meeting people and having a bit more exciting time because it seems this company is they said that they might try to find me upper management position here because I complained today. I was called in to pre-post for work, and then they said that that they didn't need me. They scheduled somebody else, and they wanted me to go to somewhere else. They wanted me to go to a college, MCI College, at 4 to 10. I go, well, I really didn't want to do that because I don't like to work that late, you know, go to work at 4. But, you know, and I said, well, I've been working like 12 or 13 days in a row. So I said, no, oh, that's all right. You know, I won't go there. But they called and switched it around at the last minute. And, you know, so I kind of fell on my face. That, you know, because I didn't make breakfast or take my vitamins or anything, so I, you know, so I had to change plans. So, and I said, he said they were going to pay me $18 an hour today, and I said, well, can you pay me that all the time, you know, and pay me 18, you know, and I said, because I'm looking for a job with a pension, you know, I asked him a couple months ago, you know, and I know this job doesn't have one, you know, but so they're thinking of maybe, you know, paying me more, but I just asked. They probably, we'll see what happens, but I'm going to be looking for some other kinds of work. It, you know, it might be something that comes in, I don't know.
Hmm.
Probably. So.
Yeah. So you want to know if you're going to be moving jobs, huh? That's what we're looking for?
Yeah, always interested in what spirit has to say, but I don't know if they, you know,
okay,
we have enough to say. You know, but,
let's think.
Hey, well, Liz, I can go first.
Sure.
Hey, Daniel, this is DC. Okay, great.
Hi, DC.
What I'd like to say is, you know, you've got so many talents, and you've got to really, you know, connect with them, and this is a really, really lucky time for you. There's a lot of luck around you. And I'm getting, you know, there's going to be, you know, growth coming. There's going to be opportunity. Whatever you can conceive and believe, you're going to be able to achieve. So concentrate on what you are wanting. And I know you're feeling a little trapped right now, but the angels are saying, Nathaniel, you are never, ever, ever trapped. Okay? And I do feel like you're very unhappy right now at your present position, and you know, you did mention, you know, your brother possibly helping you. Okay. I'm getting, I don't know who the person would be that is going to hire at that place, but I am getting there's going to be a dark-haired man, and he's the one that you're going to have to connect with and really convey to him all your attributes. Okay. And I feel like, you know, you have a lot to offer prospective employers, Nathaniel. Okay? So you really have to, you know, tell, you know, this person a little bit about you and why you would be an asset to the company. And I feel like at this time there may be, like, a little bit more stress than usual with you. Okay? So please, you know, take care of yourself. And, you know, I'm getting think before you speak, Nathaniel. It'll be really helpful to just think before you speak, okay? And Ginger's saying, you know, Nathaniel, keep your ear to the ground and listen, okay? And I'm getting, again, she's talking about that dark-haired man. So he seems like he's going to be someone that you're going to connect with in regard to getting another position, okay? And she's showing me, you know, obstacles. She's showing me some delays. And you're going to be able to work through them. Okay, so don't let all of this frustrate you, okay? I'm also getting, you know, I do feel like you are going to leave your current position. And, you know, it just no longer, you know, I don't feel your heart is in this position anymore, Nathaniel. But the angels are saying, please, you know, think about what it is that you would really love to do, okay? So I'm getting, you know, like sort of like dream big and think about the talents because you do have a lot of talents that you can work with that will bring money in as well. So, you know, think beyond like the money aspect of a position. Think about your happiness, but be receptive and, you know, be open to business opportunities. And I'm getting, you know, when you do something you love, the money is going to follow. And I do feel there's going to be a change coming for you. I'm also getting it's going to help you to, you know, to really spark that creativity within. Okay, so it's going to be, you know, it is going to be good for you, Nathaniel. And I'm getting, you know, soon. Okay, and I do feel like, you know, you were saying about your brother, I do feel like a family member will come in and help you. Okay, so just, you know, just think about everything that, you know, really makes you happy. Because I'm getting, you know, beside a job, I'm getting there's going to be new projects. There's going to be new things that you do discover, okay? And you've got to allow yourself to dream like you did when you were a child and see the entire world the way that you would like it, you know, your way, okay? Again, new opportunities. There's going to be a man that you connect with. He shares your common interests, okay? And I do feel like this is your time. I'm getting that things may unexpectedly take a turn in May, okay? So just know that there is a fresh new start coming your way, but you've got to make sure that you hold on to that new mindset of, you know, freedom and doing something that you love, because things are going to get better in your life, Nathaniel. You're going to have a renewed sense, you know, of, wow, life is wonderful. I see worries fading away. You've got to be patient. You've got to believe in yourself, you know, your potential, your values. And I'm also getting something's coming for you spiritually. So that's what I have. I hope it helped, Nathaniel.
Okay.
And I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. Thank you, Nathaniel.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
That was beautiful, Macy.
Yeah.
Nathaniel, it's Mary. I pulled two cards from the postcards from Spirit for you since I wanted a message from Spirit. These are the two cards that came out for you. It says, "Dearest you, the common things in the world.
Could you speak up a little bit?
No. Oh, I'm sorry. My microphone.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, you can. You come in and out, Mary. I don't know what.
Okay. All right. Is it better now?
Not sure what's going on. Must be Lenny. Okay.
You're better now.
Okay, good. Okay, so it says, "Dearest you, the common things be in the world, but not of it, and wear the world loosely. Refer to the need to be engaged with life while not being attached to specific outcomes. Do not take this world too personally, for you are one of the many co-creators here to play, and we have many ideas about how all this should play out. Just know the outcomes don't matter as much as the presence you bring to each experience and how you let yourself flow through life. There's a real freedom in knowing and accepting this. So will you wear the world loosely or will it straitjacket you? It is your choice. Whatever happens, have the courage to keep trying to live as you are meant to. And when it comes to manifesting, don't worry about the how or even the why. We have that covered. Everything is going to turn out exactly as it should. Spirit has a plan, loving you always and forever." And then the second card that came out was, "Dear you, uncertainty is the new normal for the whole world. Things are changing at a rapid pace, and the old ways we once trusted are no longer reliable. But leaving the familiar behind can be a good thing. When you are pushed to step into the unknown, you are pulled towards forward into discovering new possibilities that have been hidden in plain sight. Check in with your higher power. Your soul knows better than your small self. Have faith in the support of a higher power and the infinite potential for your life. Right now, the advice we have for you is this. Try something new. Do something different. You won't know how it feels, what it looks like, or what the outcome will be if you do not take the first step into the unknown and experience the unfamiliarity. Oh my gosh, I'm tongue-tied. You'll be so glad you did, because the treasure will appear. We're so proud of you for being great. You are so loved and so supported." I think that would make it a yes for the new job.
Yeah. So
step into the unknown.
Okay.
The first card was the common sayings of, like,
letting go to not wear your shoulders in your sleeve or your head on your sleeve, you know, be loose. Be loosey.
Okay, so just relax then. It's kind of like...
Yeah,
pretty
much. In plain words, yeah, relax, chill out. And then, and then the second one is, it's for me, it's a yes to what you were asking about, you know, about the new possibilities and you know, stepping into the unknown, you know, take a chance with this new job.
Okay, well, I think it'll be kind of more fun because I'm so bored. I asked them to take me out of another position, so we're kind of doing that. I just... the shopping center was kind of fun today because I ended up being more kind of waking me up. So,
yeah. Well, Liz has another reading for you, so let's see what Liz has for you.
So,
thank you.
What's
thank you.
Perfect, Nathaniel, is the card I pulled out for you very much reiterates what both DC and Mary had said, and it's a card from my deck, and it's learn something new every day. So I pulled that in regards to your job, and it definitely told me that it was time for you to move on. It's time for you to grow and expand. So I do believe that it's time for change, and that's okay. You know, change is beautiful. And so you're being encouraged to step out of your comfort zone and to try this new job, try reaching out. And then the second card I pulled for you was from another deck, and it's the Arrow Master, and it says hitting the mark, intention and detachment. And what I got from this card is that you're going to come right into exactly what you want. Just like DC said, you know, find the thing that you enjoy doing, because when we enjoy things and we're passionate about them, we do them so well, and it's not like work, and we're so good at them that the money comes to us, everything we need comes to us because we're in the flow of where we should be. So the other thing I got, the intention, you need to sit down, and you probably heard this before because you listen so often. You know, they talk, the callers we have that talk about finding a partner, right? This is the same thing. You want to find a job. So write down a list. What are the things that you want out of this job? Good pay, good benefits, good hours. You want to be, you know, treated well, I'm sure. So write all those things down, and then write down the things that aren't going to work for you. Because, you know, you were talking about the other day, you set a boundary with your job, and you said, no, I'm not going to come in. You know, that time doesn't work for me. I don't enjoy doing it. You knew you didn't want to. And that's good. You know, we need to set boundaries. It's important, because otherwise people just overrun us. And so you need to do the same thing going into this job ahead of time. This is what I want, you know? This is what I want. This is what I don't want. And write those down. You don't necessarily have to tell anyone else, because guess what? That job is going to appear to you. But the other important thing to remember, too, is when you go to these job interviews and you're talking about, you know, what you're looking for, the detachment part. Don't bring up the bad things about the job that you're at. Don't talk badly about where you are, you know, just say, these are the things I'm looking for. You don't need to give them a reason, you know, leave all that negativity out of it. Because when the negative words come out of our mouth, we bring that into our new situation, and you don't want to poison this new thing with this old stuff. Right. So,
yeah, I heard the thing they always said, you know, you'd say, I would work there again. You know, it was
right,
a good thing,
right.
You know, when I took it also, but even if you wouldn't, you know, but
yeah.
I think I, you know, it's always,
well,
good.
I mean,
you
don't have to lie,
but don't
intentionally bring it with you. If someone asks you, you can absolutely answer them honestly, but don't put it out there ahead of time, because that just, it doesn't look good for you, but it also, it just brings that negative energy with you, which, you know, you don't want that. You're looking for a new experience. You don't want to bring that old baggage with you. You know, you want to leave it where it is and move on and get yourself a fresh start. So, but I agree with the ladies. It's not going to be super fast. You're going to have to be patient. So, you know, I would say if you like, you know, changing up your job situation, like today, going to the shopping center, maybe say that at your job because you're going to get a little more experience, right? That's the learning something new. If they put you in different places, you get to see, you get to be in different situations, right? Different things happening. So that's important while you're waiting. And then you'll enjoy that job, too, while you're doing it, right? In the meantime, till that next thing, you know, pans out. Because, finding a job isn't easy, right? It takes time. You have to do the steps. You have to wait for calls back. You know, so you can't just sit around and wait, right? You still have to work and do our other things. So, every day, Nathaniel, making a point to find something new to read about or to learn about or, you know, like just take a different assignment at work because that's a learning too, right, learning a new thing. So, you know, take all those opportunities and then this job that you're looking for is just, it's coming and it's just going to fall out of the sky. But as long as you're having fun on the way there, the time won't mean anything because you won't be waiting for it, right? You know it's coming. So I hope that helps you out, Nathaniel. And, you know, we want to hear back from you and hear how you make out.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's going to probably take a few weeks at least because, you know, they're going to do an interview and then, like, want to do another interview and stuff and maybe hire.
Absolutely.
For your dates.
And Lynn is here. Lynn is saying hello to you, Nathaniel. It's Lynn. He's giving you a song, It's My Life. That's a song by Bon Jovi, It's My Life.
Sure.
Okay, so he wants you to listen to the song. And Ginger is handing you a piece of leopard skin jasper. And she's saying this is going to help you to be a little bit more flexible, Nathaniel. Okay? And she's saying just observe yourself and those around you. And I'm seeing Jinx. Jinx must have come in with Linny. And she's just saying, let every room that you're in make you smile right now. And, you know, look at your space, adore it, and let go of all that you no longer love, you no longer need, you no longer use. Start looking at your space. If there's anything there that you're not using, you know, you can donate that. And it's telling the universe, you know, I'm giving, and then it helps you to open up for abundance that's coming your way as well, okay? So please listen to the song, you know, It's My Life by Bon Jovi, okay? And really, you know, start, you know, being more flexible, loving yourself, you know, just observe yourself and watch the world around you, okay? And Lenny is saying your homework is just to love yourself a little bit more, Nathaniel. So he's sending you some Lenny love, okay?
Okay.
All righty, and we have Prince Philip, and he's saying hello, Nathaniel. And he's saying you better start, you know, using all you have because, you know, when you get to be the age I was, bits start, you know, dropping off, you know? So while you have all your parts, he's saying start enjoying life, okay?
Well, this job has a pension, and that's what I'm kind of a – excited about.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah. So just be happy and visualize you've already, you know, have this job, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Nathaniel, you take care and please stay in touch.
Cool. Thanks a lot, ladies. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank
you.
Care.
You too. Nathaniel.
What a nice reading. Okay.
Beautiful.
Are you ready? We ready to keep moving?
We are ready, yes. Wonder Woman. Yes, Ginger is
all
calling
right.
Liz our very own. Yes, Wonder Woman, we are ready.
Yes, she is.
Area code 415, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. Do you have a question for us this evening?
In a couple weeks, I'll be moving to another state. So just anything about getting ready and clearing things out and planning kind of a trip to get up to So try to, you know, make it a fun road trip and not just shotgun it.
All right.
Go through the mountains.
Ooh. That sounds like fun in itself.
Yes, it truly does.
Yes, it does.
Very wonderful. Okay. Okay, my dog Ginger is coming in, Catherine, and I'm just seeing her out there with you, and you're enjoying, I see beautiful, beautiful landscape. I'm seeing trees. Where are you going?
Between California and Washington State.
And she's just saying, you know, explore, you know, enjoy what you're smelling, what you're seeing, you know, feel alive and just let everything that you see, you know, really tantalize everything and make you feel alive. So I feel like that in itself is going to be really, really exciting. Okay? So I do like that. And I'm also getting, you know, there's going to be like a little bit of spiritual healing along the way. I feel like this trip is like a divine directive that it'll help you like on a physical and mental level as well.
Like a bridge to the new place.
Yes. It's going to be really healing, you know?
Right.
So I do feel like it's beautiful. Okay. Okay, and Ginger's coming in again, and she's saying, you know what, Catherine, you just have to take that leap of faith. You know, this is going to be wonderful to do something new, to go in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's, you know, give all those desires, give them to the universe, and, you know, and just keep going forward. So I do feel like this is going to be an exciting time for you. You know, and that little bit of a change of things, you know, to start with is really going to open up your energy, okay? I do feel you're going to feel like a little bit happier, you know, and really enjoying life, okay? So she's just, you know, she's saying, you know, just keep your feet, she's saying, you know, planted on the ground. And she's asking you to just, you know, focus on a couple things at once. Don't try to do too many things at once because if you're going to get a little bit stressed and that can cause a little bit of confusion. So she's saying prioritize your focus. Whatever is the most important, start there. But she's saying it's wonderful that you are, you know, stepping out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
So I do feel that that's going to be, like, really amazing for you, you know, and I just feel like there's going to be a lot of surprises along the way. Okay, and she's saying, Catherine, believe it or not, you know, this is going to be some of the best times of your life. She's showing me, like, all of these four-leaf clovers, and she's saying you're going to have luck along the way, too. And she's saying some of the changes that you will go through are going to help you really to go through the rest of your life, okay? And I don't know what you're waiting for, but she's talking about that you're going to get what you're waiting for, okay? And I see, like, problems are fading away and happiness and abundance are coming. And she's saying, you know, just keep going forward because your dreams can be achieved. So does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that is great.
Okay, that's what she was showing me. And she's just very proud that you're not afraid to go out and, you know, to really enjoy your life, you know? But I'm just very, I myself am very proud of it. I think that's absolutely amazing. Beautiful. And she's handing you a piece of emerald.
Ooh.
The crystal. And she's saying, put that in your pocket. This is going to help you on, you know, the new adventure that you're going to be going on. It, I guess, when you have emerald, it helps with financial security. And it will help feel, you know, that you have the ability to go forward, to be prosperous, to be successful, and as well to believe in yourself and the abilities to reach all of your goals, Catherine. So, and she's saying, like, she's showing me a bird, and I'm saying, what is the bird? She's saying, Catherine, let your passions take flight at this time. You won't be disappointed. So I just feel that's absolutely amazing. Awesome. And the changes that you're going to be going through, they're all positive.
Yeah, I have a ring that was my mom's. I have an emerald ring. So she kept running through that she, from her.
That's absolutely
that
amazing.
And little birds, like my mom collected little pottery wild birds. So that's
wow.
Yeah.
Yes. And we have Lady Diana coming in. She's saying, Catherine, you know, do what your heart is telling you to do. You know, she wants you to live the life of your dreams. You know, and she's saying, you know, this is going to be an amazing journey for you.
Thank you.
So I just think it's going to be absolutely awesome. You know, you will be a little bit more vulnerable, but that's awesome because that's going to really to help you to do what you've been wanting to do.
Yeah.
And I feel it's absolutely amazing. So that's what I, you know, that's what I was getting for you. Ginger was here, and I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. And thank you for calling in, hon.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the show.
Wow, that was beautiful, DC. Catherine, I have to say that I pulled two cards for you, one from the Postcards from Spirit and then the other one from the Archangel Power Tarot cards. And exactly what the card is, I pulled the Two of Ariel flew out for you. And it says, It's important to have balance. Exactly what DC said.
Important to have what was the word?
Balance.
Balance. Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. And going with the flow, you know, taking care of too many things at the same time is, you know, not very good. And I picked a card. The postcard from Spirit had me a little puzzled, so I have to ask you a question. Is it hard for you to say no to people?
Not really.
Because I know I have difficulty
in the past, I think,
no.
As a child, you know, like, in the high school or something, but not as an adult. Yeah.
Okay. So this card came out, and I'll read it to you. I wasn't sure why it came out. So maybe it's just the relaxing portion of this. It says, "Dearest you, we bet you must be so exhausted some days, giving as much as you do, sharing your energy so beautifully in service to the highest good, can leave you feeling depleted, like an empty well. If it feels as if there's no more water for you, the good news is we have a plan. Today, go take a relaxing bath, book a massage, read a novel, buy yourself flowers, or plant some in your garden. Make time for self-care, not more work on yourself. By tending to yourself now, you are reminded to do so more often. And be sure to use a word that might have caused you anxiety in the past, but it's essential for your well-being now. Say no. Say it with us. No, thank you. No, I can't. You do not have to explain. Just say no, gently but firmly, then go for a soak. Life will wait for you to bring yourself back to center, replenished and ready for more adventure. We love you so very much." That was the postcards from Spirit. So I guess a relaxing bath and doing things for you is what called for, especially with, you know, doing all the moving and planning and everything. It could get very exhausting.
Take a break from it.
Yeah, and that's
funny. I just had the shot. I just had the second vaccine yesterday, and it's made me very sleepy. So I just have to take a break today, you know. And yesterday, it's
and
hard
relax.
To stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take that relaxing bath. Read a book. I love reading novels. So hope that helps. I mean, it's similar to what DC said on her reading as well. But we still have Liz to give you a reading.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right, Catherine, it's Liz. And the first card I pulled for you was from my deck, and it says, "Smile so bright, the world needs sunglasses." So really just enjoy yourself on this trip. Smile. You know, the bad things don't dwell on them. Just let them go.
you know, look at all the good stuff. Look at, you know, what you're, what you have to look forward to, this big change, this new place, meeting new people. Like, be excited about that stuff, because when we're excited and we're in that space, like, we attract people of that vibration, right? If we're in that scared, lonely space, then we attract people of that vibration. So this is just telling you to enjoy every moment, because that's what we're here for, really, you know, is to enjoy things, not to scrutinize and do all the things that we do normally, because we've been programmed to, but, you know, just look at the wonder in the world, you know, enjoy all the little things, you know. You're talking about driving, and one of my, like, my dreams someday is to drive just across the country and do this, but I love to go on a little road trip. You see a sign for something, you're like, hey, I want to check that out. And you just get off the exit and do it. Like, so just do that while you're on this trip, you know. You can plan somewhat, but with COVID and all that stuff, you know, some things aren't accessible like they used to be. But, you know, these little things, little, you know, there's a park. Hey, let's stop and have lunch there. Let's, you know, enjoy it, see it, explore it, right? Because you have the opportunity. And just, you know, just be in that vibration of happiness and wonder. You know, think about like a 2 or 3 year old child, right? Everything they see is new, right? Like, they're just like, oh, and it's, they're excited about everything. Be that 2 year old. Be excited about each thing that you encounter on the trip. Then, you know, it's not crazy, but it's amazing that DC said, I feel this is going to be a time of transformation for you, because the second card I pulled for you is the Swan Queen, and it's transformation, intuition, and patience. So you are going to go through a transformation on this journey, and it's going to be a spiritual one, I do feel, too, just like DC said. It's going to be opening your eyes. You're going to become more in touch, more in tune. A lot of times when we make a change, we are, it's uncomfortable and we're nervous. And I actually channeled this for you. It was, whatever it is that scares you, that's the thing you're meant to do. So remember that. If you're feeling nervous, then this is right. Yeah. And by going on this trip, you're going to start to tune into yourself more. You're going to start to trust yourself more and become more aware. And you're going to live a life where you are constantly being guided, which means you'll always be in the right place at the right time. You know, the ladies here, I mean, that's how we live. And it's amazing. You don't ever worry. You know that you're going to be taken care of. And, you know, it takes a little bit of time to settle into that, because it's not what we're used to. But once you do, the flow of the universe is just beyond amazing. But be patient with yourself. You know, don't quit on yourself when something doesn't go right. Because guess what? Any inventor that invented anything famous, they didn't make it the first try. They had to do it a couple times. They had to fail a lot before they got one that worked. So don't ever give up on yourself. Don't ever, you know, get discouraged. Be, you know, just say, okay, that's all right. I'll just, you know, keep moving on. Something's going to come my way, because it is. And just look for those moments, those silver linings. And a lot of times when we're blocked from doing something, it's because it's not meant for us, and it's the universe trying to redirect us to the thing that is meant for us. And sometimes we try to push against it and resist. So, you know, get in the mode of flow. You know, hey, doesn't work out, that's okay. Whip out that smile and go, that's all right. Something else will be coming along. And be in that mode, because it will change you. It will change, you know, everything that happens for you, too, having that attitude. So you have a beautiful opportunity. I have chills all up and down my body, because this is going to be so amazing for you. You're going to feel like you have found your home, really.
Wow.
The people, the place, everything is just going to be for you. So exciting. We're so excited.
That's so great. That's,
we
want to
know
infectious.
How your road trip
yeah.
goes.
I sure will.
Right. And how everything
so
turns out,
you.
Okay? You're welcome,
all right.
Catherine. Have a great evening.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Wow, that was
wow.
beautiful.
How exciting. I was pulling my card out, DC, and as soon as you said, I feel like you're going to have a spiritual awakening, I looked at the card and I was like, oh my goodness. I'm like, that's too funny. Of course, I guess we get,
yes,
well, I don't
is.
Know that I get used to it. I don't want to say that because I love synchronicity.
Oh, definitely. Me too.
Okay.
Really
beautiful. Are we ready to keep going, ladies?
Yes.
All right. Area code 570, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Hi, yeah, it's Lynn. You ladies are on a roll tonight. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Hello, Lynn.
How are you? I've spoke to you before, and it was great. It was a couple weeks ago, and I enjoyed my conversation with you. And you said,
oh.
call back and just keep in touch. So I am. And
okay.
I was just curious. I was supposed to go to Florida in May, and it's held up for a reason. And I just wanted to see. I know it's not as important as some of the other questions that people ask you, but I just wanted to see if you saw in the near future if I was going to take my trip down there.
Okay.
Well, every question is important, Lynn.
That's
okay.
what I was going to
say. Everybody
your life
about
is...
health and boyfriends. I'm curious. Am I going to get down to Florida?
We're so glad that you called in this evening. This is DC, and I have Ginger jumping up and down. She is saying, Lynn, yes, yes, yes. This is going
Aww.
To be amazing. And she's saying, get ready for the new adventure that's coming your way. And don't be surprised if before you get there, you have like a vision or a revelation about this. Okay?
Oh.
She's saying
uh-huh.
it's going to be an amazingly pleasant journey. And it's going to be, she's saying, interesting. I'm hearing there might be, you know, a little bit of romance somewhere. So I'm not sure if it's before you go or after you get there. But she's saying, girlfriend, answer the door when opportunity knocks. Okay?
Oh.
Huh? So she's handing you a beautiful crystal pink calcite. And she's saying, you know, you need a little bit more sweetness in your life, Lynn. Okay?
Okay.
And she's saying, in the meantime, till that special someone comes along, be your own best friend. Okay? And really know that you are as important as anyone else, is what she's showing me. I have Prince Philip coming forward, and he's saying, Lynn, refuse to be an extraordinary person trapped in an ordinary life. You were meant for greatness. So you've got to have a little bit more courage to live an extraordinary life. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then Lynn is coming in. The koala wasn't, she was a little under the weather, so Lynn is here because he's taking Prince Philip all around. So if you hear anything jiggling in the refrigerator, it's just Lynn walking through, okay? he's saying that he wants you to listen to the song, I'm Walking on Sunshine.
Oh, I'm walking on sunshine. Okay, I know that one.
Well, walking on sunshine. Wants you
I know
to
that
listen.
One.
Well, he wants you to really listen to it, and he's mm-hmm. saying, you know, get ready. And, you know, get ready for happiness and get ready for joy, get ready for thrills. Life is going to be amazing. And I really believe that. I truly feel that, too. Okay?
Okay.
And he's saying, trust yourself when the energy moves you. Okay? So And I feel like, you know, the energy is maybe connecting with your passion, maybe thinking about, you know, doing something that you've dreamed of for a long time. I'm also getting something might happen around maybe your birthday, something, a significant event.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm getting, though, Ginger's coming back, and she's saying you've got to get ready because big changes are coming into your life.
Oh,
really,
okay.
Really big change. So I feel really, you know, I feel excited about all of this. I think it's wonderful. Okay.
Thank you.
You've got to believe in yourself, and you've got to get ready. I'm also getting, you know, the message you've got to dream big.
Okay.
I do feel like you have a lot of family and your guides and your angels. They're all with you, and they're supporting you in all that you've been wanting to do. So I do feel it's coming. So you've just got to, you know, relax, know that everything is okay. There's nothing to worry about. All is well. And just get ready for this beautiful trip. And I feel it's going to be a significant trip because there's going to be so much that, you know, is going to happen after that. Okay. So.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm just getting, you know, Ginger saying that she has a need for speed. You need to travel. You're so energized when you travel. So travel is good for you.
Okay.
And she's saying just enjoy it. Enjoy it. She's making you a drink. Lenny is pouring. He has lemons and vodka. So he's asking, he's saying he would like a drink. So he's got the blender going. He's making these delicious drinks. So he's going to hand one over to you, Len.
Now, who was this? I'm sorry, my phone beeped. I didn't hear who's making my drink.
Nicola's guide, Lynn, making your drink. Nicola's a little bit under the weather, okay? And he's saying, you know, take a sip of the drink and then start thinking about taking charge of your destiny, okay? And he's saying, you know what he's saying? She doesn't need the lemon, so he's not putting in lemon. He's putting in a couple olives. Okay.
Oh, nice. Olives. A martini.
A martini. Okay. So that's what he's taking you. What we have here, he's sending you some Lenny love, and he's saying you've got to really focus on loving yourself more. Okay? And when you love yourself more, you're going to see that life is going to change in the best of ways. So your homework is loving yourself. Okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And thank you for calling in tonight, Lynn. Ladies?
Thanks.
Yes. Hi, Lynn. This is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Oh, my gosh. I have a smile from side to side, from ear to ear, like, you know, the same. That's so beautiful, DC. What a beautiful reading. And on the Florida trip, I really got excited as well, and I got a big yes for an expansion. So that's really
great.
And I pulled two cards for you. I was guided to pull from the postcards from Spirit and the numerology deck. I'll read the postcard from Spirit first, and then I'll read the next one. And it says, "Dear you, there are times in life when taking a risk is better left for another day. Other times are perfect for taking that leap, no matter how dangerous it might seem. Well, hold on to your parachute strings, for today is leap time. Realize that no matter what, we will not let you fall, drown, get lost, or hurt yourself in any way on this one. Even if it may feel like you are in free fall, we are here for you, and you can stop freaking out about getting hurt and relax into this transition to something new. All the elements are in place, and your soul is ready for a new experience. No matter what you're asking about, it's time to take the risk and do that thing that scares you. No matter what happens, you will land softly, right on target. Don't worry about the outcome. Spirit's got that covered. It's taking the leap itself. That's the point. We love your courage. Embrace it." And then as Cece said, courage. She mentioned courage, and it's I had to underline that on the card because I'm getting courage. And then that's so beautiful. they've got your back. And then the other card I got is the number 10 card, and it's karmic completion. It says, this card indicates the end of a karmic lesson or cycle where you have successfully cleared a contract or debt from your past. This could refer to a challenging situation you have recently conquered in your life or a troubling experience with an individual that involved a great deal of effort or pain. Even though there are ongoing lessons to confront throughout the course of your life, you will never have to experience this particular lesson again. This card also represents the Wheel of Fortune, which is amazing what DC said, like good fortune coming your way, like the wheels turning in your favor. It says, where whatever goes up must also come down. Just as the tides are constantly ebbing and flowing, you are being encouraged to adapt to both the highs and the lows in your life. For it is your ability to adapt that you will make your dreams come true. By stating, this too shall pass, in the face of each and every experience, you will remain centered, grounded, and stable. Wow. In order to better your current situation, you're being asked to adjust to and harmonize with the natural rhythm and cycles of your life cycles that have cleared you of a karmic debt from your past. So pat yourself on the back and acknowledge your efforts and achievements. By continuing to face your challenges head on and treating others with love and respect, you will be rewarded beyond your wildest dreams. Oh my gosh, I'm so chilled, Lynn.
Oh my God, that's beautiful. Oh my God, what a wonderful card.
Then, oh my gosh. I was like, wait, but that has nothing to do with the Florida trip. I'm like, well, I'm going to read it because if it popped out, it means it's applicable. And then the affirmation
oh my God,
that they want
wonderful.
You to say.
Oh, well,
yeah.
You, oh, Mary, that was news. And my mom's
this
name
says,
was Mary, so.
Really? Oh, how
oh,
beautiful,
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. They want you to say, I clear debts from my past and create a happy, harmonious life. That would be your affirmation. So I clear
okay.
debts from my past and create a happy, harmonious life. That is so
yeah,
beautiful.
Harmonious.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Harmonious
oh, my
life.
God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I love
you,
you
have
ladies.
To call us back, and you still have
I will. You ladies
so
are so
reading.
Invigorating. I love just even hearing you if I didn't have to ask anything. I think you're great. Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you so much.
You're
well,
welcome.
I have a
Liz?
For you, Lynn.
Yes.
I'm
so
sorry,
this is
Liz. What did you say? I didn't hear this is Liz, and I still have a reading for you as well.
Oh, Liz.
To,
okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's hard to tap Mary's message, though. But
that's all right. Every message is important.
It is. It is. So my message is really connecting with the time you're in now. This, you know, the uneasiness and the antsiness of wanting to go and having your trip delayed. And the first card I pulled for you was from my deck, and it says, three breaths to relax, recenter, and refocus. So what I'm getting from this is right now, this time, you know that the trip's being delayed for a reason. It's a test of your patience, right? It's just telling you to, you know, have faith that the universe is going to provide for you, that it's going, you know, what you desire, the universe is going to bring to you, and to just believe that. And we the hardest part about working with universal energy is realizing that the universe has no sense of time. Like, time doesn't exist on that plane.
Right.
Time exists to us in the human experience. So
correct,
we
right. There
put
is no
value
time out.
On it. Right. so this is just saying, you know, get comfortable with, you know, having to wait, with having to believe that, you know, and trust that these things are coming.
Okay.
So it is coming.
Thank you.
But the other card I pulled for you is the Well Watcher, and it says wisdom and power of the divine. And so in your original question, you said, I know this trip was delayed for a reason. And that's you. This and what this is telling me is that the universe is telling you to listen to those cues more often from your intuition. When you get those little nudges of knowing, tap into it and use it. because this picture shows a woman standing by a well, and there's an owl like coming to her shoulder and whispering in her ear. So you're getting those, you're getting the messages, and you're getting the reasoning, and you're getting, you know, you're getting the information, but you're just choosing not to listen right now, or fluff it off like, you know, I know it is.
I hear you. You know, I really do. Yeah. So I can relate to everything you ladies had said to me. And, no, everything you said was the truth. It's right, you know. And I do believe in, you know, tapping on the shoulder and whispering in the ear and saying, okay, not ready yet. So I'm good with that.
So,
and I am.
And I have
a wonderful friend who is intuitive and psychic, and she's wonderful to me. And I get uplifted when I'm with her. So I have to keep with people like that.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's just more confirmation to you stay in tune with that, because you're really more powerful than you're aware of. And and you know, and when we're in tune like that, then we know, right? We have that knowing. We it's easier to trust, because we know that the things are coming. Just be patient. Just know that everything is coming for you, and we just, you know, divine timing, right?
Divine timing is correct. Yes, I totally agree. And thank you so much, ladies. You're also great, and God bless you.
Oh, you're welcome. We hope
you're
to hear
welcome.
From you soon.
Have
we hope
soon.
You get to Florida soon.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Have a blessed night. Thank you.
How beautiful.
Gosh, I forgot where we were. I must have thought we were with Nicola. Have a great day.
Well, actually, no. Hers is, she's like the wee hours.
Oh, yeah, it's the middle
right
of
now.
The night.
Netherlands, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Funny.
You thought you were in Cali?
Maybe. All right. Well, we have some more callers. Are we ready to keep moving along?
We are.
All right. Area code 708, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yeah, DC knows me.
Hi,
I just
yes. How are you?
I'm getting better, but after that happened with Joe, I really went rock bottom. My twin flame came back as a walk-in, and we just started to get together, and he passed away last November suddenly. Mm. And it's been very, very difficult. I'm just wondering if he's going to attempt to come back again.
Okay. Okay. Cindy? Okay, what am I getting? Okay, I don't think he's ready to come back yet. I didn't get that he was coming back yet. Okay? He's still, you know, processing and learning, because he had a lot going on when he was here, and he just couldn't, you know, there was like certain aspects of his life he just couldn't get together. Okay? And I'm hearing be patient.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, that you are going to connect and have love, and it's going to be sometime this year. Okay, and I'm not getting like a month. They're not, you know, the angels are not getting, you know, that specific with me. They're not giving a month. Okay. Okay. Right now, when I ask the angels, is Joe coming back? And I'm getting like a probably, okay, because he wants to make sure he's the person that, you know, that you're wanting him to be. I do feel when he comes back, he's going to be more reliable, and he's going to be like a rock for you, you know, someone you could depend upon, and he's going to be very affectionate, very sensible, and I'm getting like now is the time to just, you know, focus on yourself, love yourself, make sure you're, you know, having a little bit of fun, because I feel like the relationship that you've been dreaming about is coming, okay? So if he does come back, you want to, you know, you want to be ready, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
And my dog Ginger is saying, Cindy, anything is possible. Anything is possible, okay? She's asking that you stay centered in your heart space. You know, find things that, you know, fill you with passion and joy, and this is going to help you to create your dreams every day. You know, express your gratitude, she's saying. And she's telling me you're going to have fulfillment in love. It's going to be a very, very happy relationship. Okay? I feel like, you know, he may come back with another J name. Okay, because I'm seeing the letter J. Okay?
Okay.
In the interim, please, like I said, work on you and just, you know, love yourself first. And, you know, really think about the good qualities you want him to have and the things that may have possibly been deal breakers, you know, when you guys were connected, his last journey. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm getting. It's really important that you put everything, you know, make that beautiful list. Because right now as we're connecting, your energy, Ginger is like letting me feel your energy. And in regard to love, I feel like you put your hand in a light socket. You've got to turn that uneasiness into excitement. They're very, very close emotions. But, of course, excitement is healthier than this nervous energy. Okay?
Okay.
And Ginger's saying, you know, expect a miracle, Cindy. Okay? Feel
Wait,
the excitement.
Why did he have to leave when he left?
Okay, that he's not, like, I'm not able to give you that right now. I mean, that was in his contract. Okay? So as I said, you know, when we connected, he never worked through different things. There was a lot that he just never was able to get through. Okay, and I felt like that was sort of like, you know, like a karmic relationship when he was here with you. Okay, so I feel like, you know, that karma has been healed, and now you deserve to have, you know, the life that you've been dreaming of. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so I just feel like the karma, like he burnt off the karma is what I was getting. Okay. And what I'm getting now, Ginger's showing me a song, and it's called One Step at a Time. Okay? It was written by Jordan Sparks, and some of the lyrics are Hurry Up and Wait, So Close But So Far. Everything that you've always dreamed of is close enough for you to taste, but you can't touch, you know, just yet. So I really feel like, you know, you've got to be patient. Don't get frustrated. Okay, and please, like, you know, listen to that song, Jordan Sparks, One Step at a Time. Okay?
Okay.
So I really feel, you know, it's absolutely beautiful.
Well, we were getting so close, and then there was, like, this wall between us that he just couldn't get through. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I truly do. But I'm still getting, you know, like, again, that's my message for you today is one step at a time. You know, start dreaming those big dreams, but just take one step at a time. Steps have to be like little baby steps, okay? And they're going to add up, okay? Don't think about the big picture of love right now. Just take those little baby steps and work on you. Surround yourself with these beautiful people that are, you know, authentic and filled with love. And I do feel, like I said, it's coming, you know, it's coming. It's going to be this year. But in the interim, I'm getting you've got to connect with your beautiful inner child, Cindy. You've got to, you know, play with her, have a little bit of fun. You know, stop being an adult for a little bit. Get out of that comfort zone, okay?
Okay.
So you've got to heal that little inner child because she's sad. She's looking at me and saying, Cindy doesn't want to play. All she wants to do is be an adult. Okay?
Yep.
We're going to play with that beautiful inner child, and when we do, you know, it brings in miracles. And it really, it helps to to have that passion in your life, and, you know, you see how things really get an opportunity to change, Cindy, okay?
Okay.
So I feel, you know, that if you, you know, you have to be a little bit more patient, unfortunately, for a short time. You've got to be a little bit more patient. But the thing is that, you know, what you're going to be doing is you're going to be focusing on you, and you're going to be ready for love when it comes around this time, you know?
Yeah.
So don't question all of the stuff that you've been questioning. Just work on you, be happy with yourself, and when you love yourself, you send that beautiful vibe outward, and that, you know, magically brings in the love that you're desiring. You know, do that mirror work, tell yourself how much you love yourself every morning, look yourself in the eyes and say, Cindy, I love you. I love you. You know, you're beautiful, you're worthy of the love that you're looking for, and know that it is coming, but you have to do a little bit of work on you, healing the inner child and really, you know, that mirror work. I think those two things are going to be really beneficial for you, okay?
Okay.
All righty, so I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies. Please don't worry. Stop questioning, you know, his past life, okay? I mean, yeah. I feel like I said, the karma has been healed. And I'm just getting the word happiness all around you, okay?
Yeah.
So one step at a time, okay?
All right, thank you.
Love you, honey. Okay, honey, bye-bye. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies, Cindy.
Okay. Hi, Cindy. This is Mary. First of all, I'm sorry for your loss. I'm not sure if you've ever called on this show here, but sorry. As you asked the question, I asked if he was coming back, and just like DC, I got like a maybe, which is like no movement in my chest, like no heart expansion or nothing. It was not a no, but it wasn't like a yes either. So it's definitely a maybe. And then I felt a tingle on my crown. I don't know if you feel that sometimes, like on your crown, on your head. Like I felt
yeah.
when I went in. Okay, so that's him. I get chills. And I kept hearing to stay in the present. The angels want you to stay in the present. And I'm so chilled. I got goosebumps everywhere. And I pulled two cards for you, Cindy, from the postcards from Spirit. And then as DC was speaking about, you know, counting your blessings, and I look up to my angel prayer cards, and the first card that's on there is count your blessings. So I have to read from the book for that one for you. But the first card is the postcards from Spirit. It says, dearest you, going the extra mile to achieve your dreams and putting in some overtime will reap big rewards. Now is the time for you to act, to stir up some energy and put those plans into action. There are many windows of opportunities that open but close quickly when you don't take the risk and go for it. Be confident that your hard work will pay off and you'll feel that satisfaction and fulfillment of reaching your desired outcome. It might turn out even better than you expected. Isn't that amazing? Remember, however much work you're willing to put in, we will match it tenfold on our end. Everyone over here is rooting for you to win that game of life. So just do it. Loving you so much. That's beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
Put in that extra overtime to reap the big reward.
Well, I do feel him in spirit all the time. He's always with me. I can feel his energy all the time. I mean, sometimes he'll just tap me on the arm to say, don't forget, I'm still here. But I'm just wondering, because I waited so long for him to come back, and then he did, and I knew him for like 5 years, but I didn't know it was him for the first year. And then we just started out as friends, and then he started coming over, and we started getting closer. And then I didn't hear from him for a week, so I went over to his place and saw people moving stuff out and said, oh, is Joe moving? And they said, no, he passed away last week.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. I had no idea. It was
just unexpected.
Yeah, massive heart attack.
Yeah.
Well,
I know. We all come here with our time.
you know, our set time and our set what we're here to do, you know, to serve. And the other card that I got is Count Your Blessings. So they want me to read from the book for you, and it says, "Thank you, universe and angels, for the blessings in my life. As you count your blessings, you become a magnet to even more blessings. When you draw this card, the angels are encouraging you to see the blessings in your current situation. It is important you keep yourself focused and aligned with loving experiences in your life, as this will lead you safely to the next step. Take some time to see the amazing things in your life. The angels aren't calling you ungrateful, but they want you to realize what you have in your life. It's important to focus on what you have rather than what you don't have, because it will help you stay present." And I focus on the present. "Focused and open to the abundance of support that is there for you right now. Start writing down your blessings and give thanks to your creator for them." I do that a lot. I thank Jesus and Mother Mary and all my guides for everything, every morning and every night, for a beautiful day ahead. I mean, I'm just like so grateful and thankful for everything. And, you know, gratitude goes a long way. I mean, and it's just amazing to do. You know, I do that twice a day, give gratitude. And also I was pulled to look at this card from the same deck, the Angel Prayers, and it says, "Love and accept yourself." So the same thing that DC said. And there's like a heart, and her face is within a heart, and there's a whole bunch of hearts all over her crown. So, and it says, "Thank you, angels, for lovingly guiding me to self-acceptance." So accept yourself and love yourself.
Okay.
I hope that helps, Cindy. It's such a beautiful reading.
Yeah, thank you very
and
much.
And stay in the present. I keep saying, I keep hearing, stay in the present. Tell her to stay in the present. And then you still have Liz. So hold on, Cindy, because Liz is
okay.
Coming on for your reading.
All right, thank you very much.
All right,
you're welcome.
Cindy, this is Liz. Right in the beginning when you asked your question, I had full body chills, and I felt immediately that he hasn't left you. So I'm glad that you said that to Mary, because I did feel he was right with you. He's always with you. And then the first card I pulled for you was out of my deck, and it says, "Dance to the song in your heart." So just like I said to the last caller, we have to realize the universe doesn't work on a time plane, right, like we do. So what we need to do in the meantime, so we can pass time, is to do things that bring us joy. So we need to do things that make us happy. And even though you're missing him, even though, you know, you're sad about the tragic way that it all ended, because it was, you know, it was very abrupt, and you know, I know that kind of thing is difficult.
Yeah,
it's sure
was.
You know what?
My heart fell on the ground.
Yeah. But he wants you to be happy. He wants you to enjoy life. He doesn't want you to be sad and worry about, you know, if he's coming and when he's coming. Because when you fully connect with yourself and you're in that happiness, time's going to pass in an instant. And then all of a sudden, he's going to be there. But just like, and it's funny because just like the other lady said, it's about tuning in and loving yourself too. So dance to the song in your heart is really about going back to being, you know, think about small children, right? They're always in like wonder and amazement, and they're, you know, everything to them is new and exciting, and they're always happy. They can dance around and feel good. And I don't know if you've ever done this. I have when I'm by myself. if you're not feeling so great, like turn on your favorite music and just start dancing in your living room, right?
I've done that. Yeah.
So you know how it feels, right? Moving your body, like, it makes you so happy and you feel good. And it's good because it moves that stagnant energy throughout us. So it's important to have movement. And, you know, so
yeah.
When you're feeling those ways,
when you're missing him, turn on some music and dance, you know. Just get yourself moving. Get, you know, remember the good, happy moments. And just really bring that out in yourself. And love yourself for that. You know, love yourself for enjoying life, because you should. You shouldn't, you know, this, the human condition is that we're going to live in a body for a time, and then that body's not going to serve us anymore, and we're going to move on. And we just, everyone's time is different, and we don't have any control over that. But, you know, when we can just connect with ourselves and be happy, and be happy for the time that you had, you know, because that's important. And then I pulled another card for you, and it was the Camel Boy, small steps asking for help. So just like everyone else said, you know, little steps, take little steps every day to find happiness, to find connection with you, so that you can feel good about you and love you. You know, be comfortable with being who you are and the things that you want, and being, you know, be fully in love with yourself, you know, as much as you were with Joe. Find that connection within you. When you get lost in that connection, your love connection is going to show up, because you're kind of creating what you want to attract when you do that. So
yeah.
The other powerful thing about this card, the card number is number 33. And I'm going to give you a little homework. Usually Len does this, but I guess it's my turn. I want you to Google the angel number 33, because it's very powerful, very much about connection and creativity. So I think you're going to find some pretty important information there when you go, and it's all going to make sense to you. But, you know, get loving yourself, get knowing how wonderful of a person you are, and what you bring to this planet is important, and it is valuable, and people do want to hear it, and you need to share it. So, you know, get out there and be confident and love you, really. That's what I'm getting for you. And, you know, because when we feel that way, then people are just attracted to us. So I hope that helps you, Cindy. And we definitely want to hear back from you. We want to know how you're doing, okay?
Okay, thank you. All three of you are wonderful. Thank you so much.
Uh-oh. You're welcome. You have a great evening.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Whew. I thought I had, like, this nice reading, and I had more coming in at the end there, and I was like, wow.
Yes. What an amazing night. My goodness.
Yeah. All right. We have some more callers. We better keep on moving, so we don't have to. I think we might make it through.
Yes.
So 959, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Hi, my name is Basil.
Hi, Basil. How are you?
Do
you have a question for us?
Yeah, I got a lot of things in my mind. I guess my mind is, like, everywhere. It's just, like, all over the place. I mean, which I cannot help myself since I have ADHD. So I don't want to put everything out there. Something kind of makes me feel like, you know, I don't know what to do kind of situation, because some things are, like, I feel like they're interfering in certain ways, because I want to go back to school, but, like, something's different, you know, because I thought about doing, like, massage therapy, but then at the same time, I'm thinking about, like, my financial situation, like, I'm thinking about filing bankruptcy, and it's, like, and I'm just, like, thinking about doing everything, and it's like, what can I do? And when I want to do something, you know, trying to make things, you know, like, a little better for me, you know?
Okay. Makes sense.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, hon. This is DC. Thank you for calling us this evening.
Yeah.
So the first thing that I'm getting is a beautiful angel is coming in, And really to help you to let go of all the sadness that you're holding on to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And to let you know that you are so loved. And loved beyond what you could possibly even imagine. Okay? And even though you feel that you're alone at times, you always have your beautiful angelic team with you. Okay? They even connect during your dream state.
Right.
Okay? And they're saying, Basil, you are loved, you are cherished. And they ask that you, you know, you treat yourself with a little bit more love, a little bit more compassion. And allow your heart to open up and let love in too. I'm getting, you know, it's time to release the past. Okay? And your beautiful angelic team is saying, Basil, we're here. You can talk to us. You can tell us about anything that you've been dreaming of. You could say it out loud. You could write it down. Whatever is more comfortable for you, but know that we are always here, and we're here to help you. Okay? And as I'm connecting with you, hon, they're saying, mm-hmm. Basil, you don't see yourself the way that we see you. Okay? You are not the same person that you were. And I'm seeing this beautiful, beautiful, amazing butterfly. So you have grown, and you're amazing, but you've got to be able to see it, okay? And just have confidence and get excited, because your life can and will change. And you have so many talents to share with the world, hon.
Yeah.
Okay? So please allow your angels to help you. And I'm getting that they're coming in at night while you're sleeping. They do connect during your dream time. Do you remember any of your dreams?
Well, the problem is, I know my partner noticed, like, weird things in my dreams. Like, I'll say something, or, like, I'll move around. And I don't even remember my dream like I used to. I don't know. I really don't know why.
Anyway,
I know the past few times I'll remember, but I feel like those dreams mean something. But
I'm getting,
like,
you know what, you're a very sensitive person. And you're holding on to emotions that aren't even yours. Okay? But I am getting a signal, hon, that you are connecting with your spiritual side. And you're finding out that there's more meaning to life than you realize. You've got to be a little bit more patient, be kind with yourself.
Yeah.
Okay? And the angels are going to help you to have a little bit more clarity and to connect with your heart chakra. And as you do, you breathe in love and you feel it expand.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to feel all the love that is around you. And just know you don't have to figure out everything all at once. Okay? We take one little step, and the angels are going to come in and walk with us, okay? So just surrender everything that you're holding on to. Don't worry about anything. And get really excited, because soon you're going to see that things are really changing, and you're going in a beautiful direction. You have so much to share with the world. You have a lot of creativity, and it's just amazing. Okay? So please...
Okay.
You know, just get excited. Every day when you get up, say something wonderful is going to happen today and feel it, okay?
Okay.
I wish I could show you what the angels are showing me, okay? And they're just saying, you know, try to love yourself a little bit more. And they know that some days, you know, are harder than others. But you're going to get through it, okay?
Okay.
And on those
harder days,
just give yourself a little bit more self-care, okay? And know that your angels will never leave you, Basil. They're always with you. Okay, so I'm getting, just listen to the voice within. That's, you know, in your upper stomach area. And this is the voice that's saying, Basil, you know, I am your truth. I'm telling you, you are wonderful. You know, let those words permeate throughout every fiber of your being and let them bring in the light and the love that you truly deserve, Basil, okay?
Okay.
And just, the area of your upper stomach, that's where your intuition is. Let that be the area that guides you forward, you know, in life. Okay?
Okay.
Because you're going to experience so many amazing things. But just know that right now, like, everything's all right, you know. Don't worry. Just relax and breathe. You know, put on a funny movie when you get off of the call. And know that, you know, you don't have to figure out everything today, tonight, this week. And the angels are there and they're going to help you. That's what I have. I hope that helped you. And I'm going to turn you over to the ladies and thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Wow. That was beautiful, DC. Hi, this is Mary. How are you, Basil?
Well, I want to correct
my
name. I'm sorry.
Oh, what is it?
I want to correct my name. My name is so rare. It's not basil, like a plant basil.
Okay.
I like to write my name with that, but it's like Stacy. But I don't know why. It's just the I-L, so it's like Stacy. If that makes sense.
Okay, so I have, I pulled a whole bunch of cards for you because I just kept pulling. They kept telling me to pull. So I think you're going to be very happy with these cards. And just like DC said, the card that I pulled first resonates with what she said, self-care, which another caller got this same card earlier today. So this is from the postcards from Spirit. So it says, "Dearest you, we bet you must be so exhausted some days, giving as much as you do, sharing your energy so beautifully in service to the highest good, can leave you feeling depleted like an empty well. If it feels as if there's no more water for you, the good news is we have a plan. Today, go take a relaxing bath, book a massage, read a novel, buy yourself some flowers, or plant some in your garden. Make time for self-care, not more work on yourself. By tending to yourself now, you are reminded to do so more often. And be sure to use a word that might have caused you anxiety in the past, but it's essential for your well-being now. Say no. Say it with us. No, thank you. No, I can't. You do not have to explain. Just say no, gently but firmly, then go for a soak. Life will wait for you to bring yourself back to center, replenished and ready for more adventure. We love you so very much." So that's the first card, and it's definitely highlighted the self-care, like DC said. And then I was pulled to pull from the Angel Answers deck, and it says, "If you believe." So if you had a question, it's based on if you believe, it will happen. And the next card was, "The situation will improve." And the bottom of the deck, which I always pick for myself, is "Big Happy Changes." So, and I'm all tingly from head to toe. So this is just amazing. I'm so very happy about this, these cards for you. And then the last card was the numerology deck, and I got the synchronicity. And they want me to read from the book for you on this one. It says, "This card indicates a need to have faith in the universal order of events, even in the midst of hopelessness and uncertainty. There is no such thing as an accident or a coincidence in the universe, and the perfect people and opportunities will appear miraculously when least expected. Even when you can't logically comprehend how your dreams could possibly come true, you must trust in the magical power of synchronicity to deliver what you need." I am chilled from head to toe. This is beautiful. And then it says, "Remember, it isn't your job to know how things will unfold. It is simply your job to believe and know that all is well. That's how the hows, the whens, and whos lie in the hands of the divine. But once you surrender the outcome, you are shown the next logical step." I'm hearing let go and let God. Lenny says that a lot on Nicola's guide that is with us tonight, spirit guide. And then it says, "In order to improve your current situation, you are being asked to adjust to and harmonize with the natural rhythm and cycles of your life, cycles that are encouraging you to trust in the power of synchronicity by living in consistent alignment with source through positive thoughts, emotions, and prayer. You will automatically attract miraculous synchronicities in your life. And your affirmation is, I have faith that synchronicity will lead me where I need to be. Wow, that is so beautiful. I'm so chilled. And again, it's leaving it to the divine, and I keep hearing the mirror work. So I don't know. I think DC mentioned that. We all do that. Look in the mirror and say, I love you, you know, and believe it and say it with, like, lots of love. I do that quite often. and love yourself and it really, and believe in yourself. And let go and let God, you know, he's with you and the angels are with you as well. Wow, I'm so happy. I have a smile from ear to ear for you. So Liz is our next reader, and she'll, I'm sure she has a beautiful message for you.
Okay.
I sure do. Mary's got to go take a cold shower now.
Yeah.
The first card I pulled for you was from my deck, and it was you were talking about, you know, you have all these ideas going on and everything. You want to do this and you want to do that and you want to, do everything. And the card says, advice from the sun, no matter how many times you go down, always get back up. So It's encouraging you to go and try all those things. And some of them aren't going to work out, right? Like, I used a reference the other day. I said, you know, I'm one of those people that throws all the spaghetti at the wall and sees what sticks. And I just go from there. So it's encouraging you to do that, you know. Try it all.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're here for, right? To try it and find out what we like and what we don't like and to experience. So go ahead. You know, do it. It's calling you to. But, you know, that's what the universe wants. It wants us to try things because if we don't get out and explore, we don't ever learn anything new, right? We don't find anything new. We don't see anything new or experience anything new if we're doing the same things all the time. Mm-hmm. And then interestingly, DC was talking about your dreams and sleeping. The second card I pulled for you was the Ice Queen, and it says ideas preserve, non-action, and entitlement. And it's not entitlement in the negative sense that we are normal to hearing. But this is, you know, she's sleeping. And it's, so how I see that is your dreams are bringing you some very, very powerful information, just like DC said. And those ideas, even though you can't remember your dreams now, those ideas, they're still there. They're in your subconscious. And they're going to come when you're ready to connect with them. So it doesn't want you to force and ruminate on the fact that you can't remember the dreams or that you don't think ideas are coming to you, because they're going to come in divine timing, right? We have to wait for the universe to decide it's the right time for us. Because the things that are coming, the entitlement is they're meant for you. They are yours. You know, it belongs to you. So it's all meant for you. It's not meant for anyone else. So when the time is right, they're going to come forward. And you, I feel like you can, you can kind of manipulate that time yourself. But it'd be things, you know, I know with ADHD, it's a little difficult, but to quiet your mind. Have you tried meditation at all? Ever tried to meditate?
I've been asked that a zillion times. I don't really do it. I think one of my most issue with meditation is that, I mean, I guess good. Like, it makes me fall asleep, but then I'll be thinking about, like, other things or not focusing on something, or I don't know. Maybe I'm not good at meditating. I don't know. But my mind be coming in with different things going on, like a talk show, pretty much.
Absolutely. So I'll tell you, this is what I tell my students when they come to meditation and they say, I'm not good at meditation. Meditation is a practice. It does not come immediately. It does not come instantly. I'm a very busy, driven person, so my mind works the same way. You know, for years I could not turn the thoughts off, but I kept doing it, and I kept doing it.
Yeah.
And here's what a lot of times, too, we try to go for a whole big block of time that we're not ready for. So try just 5 minutes a day. You know what I mean? 5 minutes a day, we can try to turn our thoughts off. It does, believe me, it won't happen immediately. It will not. But just try.
Yeah.
You know, try to be aware that when you start thinking about something, say, hey, no, this is my time. No, no, no. You're going away. I'm not thinking about you. And physically force them. And it, as time goes by, it'll get easier and easier. I have clients, I work with other clients that have ADHD, and I know some of them have a really hard time meditating. So we've done just 5 minutes. You know, start with 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because 5 minutes is enough.
Okay.
It's enough for you. you know, the half hours and the hours that other people do, you just, that's not possible for you right now.
No. Okay.
So
I'll fall asleep.
Small. Start small. Yes. Well, I mean, hey, and sometimes that's what you need. And I will say that, too. You know, people that fall asleep while meditating, that's what your body needs. It's not a... there's nothing wrong with it. To kind of quiet your mind, and you'll feel a little less anxious if you implore this just 5 minutes a day. It'll start to naturally calm your ADHD down in your daily life.
I was going to ask, because I don't know what's wrong with me, but it's like I've been dealing with, maybe I have dealt with this all my life, but it's more like enhanced for the last year, like the ringing of my ears. Like I've been experiencing this, I guess they call it tinnitus. I don't know if that's distracting for meditation, but the ringing of the ears. Yeah.
So is this, tinnitus, do you hear the ringing constantly, or do you just hear it at certain times?
I hear it constantly. I mean, I do wear a hearing aid, but it's it's louder if I take it off. And sometimes some days are louder than others. Some days are more annoying than others. Sometimes I forget that it's there.
I was going to say, you have an interesting... You have an interesting thing going on. Because you do have a hearing condition which contributes to it, but a lot of times, for me, when spirit comes in, it's a high pitched ring in my ear. So now you have because you are intuitive and there are things coming to you, but you're not processing them yet because it's not all clicking for you yet. Because of the busy mind. So you're getting spirit coming in is a ringing, and it's amplifying the ringing that you already suffer from and compounding. So that 5 minutes a day of meditation, you're going to see a subsiding of that. You're going to see it start to calm down because when we do meditate, that's what we are connecting with spirit. We are connecting with the divine. So it allows them to get us the message clearly that we need. And the ringing will start to stop, but that's what you're dealing with. And I can tell you because I was born myself with an ear condition, and I have a constant ringing, like a constant.
Yeah.
In the mind's very low, but when spirit comes, it's like, whoa! I'm like, okay, I hear you. So. When you start to tune in and tap in, then you can you can start to you control it basically, and don't control is not really the word I want to use, but you manage it because you're doing the connection.
Yeah.
They're just trying to get your attention.
That's probably what I've been dealing with.
So you know, doing that 5 minutes a day, trying to do the tapping in. And then breathing, you know, deep breath in through your nose for a count of four, hold it for 2 seconds, and then breathe out nice and slow through your mouth for 4 seconds.
you know, and just keep doing that cycle of breath, because that helps us, when we focus on our breath, it helps us to quiet our minds. And just set yourself a little timer on your phone, 5 minutes, you know, and just do the breathing and connect and, you know, and work on pushing those thoughts away. Again, like I said, it's not going to come instantly because it just, that's not how it works.
You have to
work on it. But that's, a, you know, make, you decide and you make the commitment to yourself, and you'll see a lot of improvement and a lot of change for you through that. So I feel like that's, you know, you're being called to try all these things. And in order to do that, you're going to have a, you need to have a little bit of clarity too. So,
yeah.
All right.
It's just a lot of work.
It is. But are you worth it?
Yeah,
I think you're worth
it. You know, from bankruptcy to financial stuff to want to go to school, it's like, you know.
Yep. When we check in with ourselves every day like that with the meditation, our mind will start to clear and clarify, and then we'll know what to do on each path. It won't be so confusing. It won't be so overwhelming. You'll be able to just, you know, you'll know. You'll say, okay, this is what I'm going to do. You'll know the decision you want to make instantaneously. So, you know, let us know how you make out. Definitely call us back, okay? We want to hear from you again. All right.
Thank
you have
you
a great
so
night.
Much.
You're
you
welcome.
Too.
Thank you. Oh, what a beautiful reading.
Yes.
Wow. My goodness. Beautiful night. It's just amazing.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Well, we got a few more minutes, a few more callers, so we'll see where we can get.
Okay.
Okay. Area code 614, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Oh, hi, ladies. It's Jessica here. Well, I'm surprised I got picked because I was like, maybe I should let other people have a chance to get a reading, but maybe it's meant to be. Well, yeah, it's been quite a few, like, yeah, a long time since I spoke to you guys last. I just want to get some insights on my health today. Would be great because I've been doing a lot of, not a lot, maybe the last 2 days I've been doing meditation on and talking to my organs. So, yeah, I just found that very, very healing, and I would love some more insights and guidance, please.
All right.
Okay. Just hi, it's DC, hon. Thank you for calling in. The first thing that I heard was let go of fear. Okay, and just, you know, send love to the body parts that you feel, you know, that need love. And I feel like the more that you love yourself, I feel your body getting, you know, healthier and filled with joy. And physically you're going to feel better, okay? And I'm getting you might need a little bit more balance between mind and body, if that makes sense.
Okay, yep.
Okay, and I feel like, you know, you've got to give yourself permission just to, you know, to have fun, to live the life of your dreams. Okay? I feel like maybe, you know, your parents maybe, you know, set different things within, you know, within you, and you're thinking, well, I have to do this, I have to live this way. And I'm getting, this is your life, Jess, okay? It's up to you. You can become whatever it is you want to become. You can be as happy as you want to become. And I'm getting, you know, don't let anyone hold you back. Okay? And, you know, you've got to remember, you are, you know, you're a soul and you're in this human vessel. And, you know, you're here to do what you want to do. I just feel like, you know, you're holding on to someone else's beliefs, okay? Don't be afraid to be a little bit more spontaneous. Don't be afraid to have fun. Don't be afraid to laugh, to be creative. Okay? Your heart is overflowing with love. So I'm just getting, you know, when you go outside, it's a beautiful day, sit down under a tree, get grounded and centered with Mother Nature, and allow Mother Nature to, you know, to give you that healing, beautiful energy that you truly, truly deserve. Okay, and open up to the divine love that's all around you as well. Okay, and I'm just getting, your heart has so much love in it. It's so pure, it's so beautiful. But yet, when you think about things, you know, your mind connects with different emotions, pain, there's suffering. At some point, you know, there's like a little bit of disconnect where love is concerned. I see Jesus coming forward, Mother Mary is with you, the angels are with you, and they're asking you to open up to this beautiful love that they want to give to you. And they're saying, Jessica, we are with you, and we've been waiting to just, you know, surround you with this amazing love. And help your heart. I feel like as I'm saying this, like I feel like your heart is aching a little bit. Okay? Know that you know, we are souls, we are spirit. And, you know, we ourselves are love. And you've got to be able to realize that you are absolutely nothing but love. Okay? So does that make a little sense to you?
Wow, DC, I know I just spoke to you not 3 days ago, but this message has just got me really emotional. Like, it really speaks straight to my heart and my soul. Yeah. Even though I do a lot of, you know, healing on myself and do a lot of work, I just feel like there's, yeah.
And have faith and be that beautiful, loving being that you are. Okay, and this is your time to do whatever it is that you want to do, go forward, take that leap of faith. Do not be afraid and know that, you know, you are love. You're connected to everyone and everything, you know. So walk forward on that beautiful path and, you know, be whomever you want to be, do whatever you want to do, and know that, you know, you are this perfectly created, beautiful being. And I'm just seeing this lotus flower opening up, Jess. And it's absolutely beautiful.
And it's like pink lotus, isn't it?
Yes. And it's absolutely beautiful. And Mother Mary is taking the flower that I'm seeing, and she's placing it within your heart. It's just absolutely beautiful, Jess. Okay, so when you identify with who Jess is, identify yourself with love. Get rid of all those false beliefs of what you thought, you know, Jess is, okay? You are amazing. You are beautiful. You are love. So it's time for you, you know, to take a good look and see who you really are.
Yeah.
Think about what it is that...
Believe
about yourself. What are you perceiving? You know? And just whatever is not love, we've got to get rid of it. We've got to let it go. We've got to let it dissolve. And we've got to, you know, just connect with nothing but the beautiful loving. Okay? You're nothing but pure love. Absolutely beautiful. Pure love.
I think. Went into my heart once, and I felt this amazing love, and I broke out to tears because there's so much love in there. I guess my work now is to put up, you know, to have an alignment between my mind and my heart, to connect them and to have them in alignment.
Yep.
So I'm just want, like, you know, still working on the mind to put
beautiful.
It back into
okay.
life.
You know what? I want to turn you over to the other two ladies really fast, okay? And just, we're here for you. You can call in every week, and we love you, hon. Okay, Jess?
Oh, thank you, DC. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you, too.
Wow, Jess, that was amazing. This is Mary. I pulled three cards fall out for you from the Angel Prayers card. And the one that caught my eye and they want me to read from the book is the lotus flower. How amazing.
Oh,
how
synchronistic. Oh my God.
How synchronistic. I was almost crying. I'm like, oh my gosh, Jess's card is going to make me cry because it's a lotus flower. And it says, honor your feelings, Archangel Haniel. Thank you, Haniel, for supporting me as I honor my emotions. So they want me to read from the book for this one for you, because especially since DC also saw the lotus for you. It says, you're allowed to be emotional, and it's completely natural to express your emotions. The angels are encouraging you to acknowledge how you feel and express that in a positive and loving way. You are a sensitive soul and probably more sensitive at this time, but this is great. When you express your emotions, you're expressing how much you care about situation. And when you begin to acknowledge how you feel, you come into a deeper alignment with yourself. Wow, how beautiful. The expanded interpretation of the card is your sensitivity is not a curse, but a gift from God. You are being encouraged to clear your emotions out by honoring how you feel and being honest with yourself. You will then be able to express who you truly are and will become into alignment and will come into alignment with the gifts and talents you have to share with the world. Oh my gosh, God bless you, whoever's needs. Archangel Haniel is the goddess archangel of the moon. Her name means the grace of God, and she's a powerful angelic force that helps us access our gifts and talents. She can help us unlock our empathic and intuitive abilities too. But in order for this to happen, we have to connect with the deepest emotions we're feeling right now. Let Haniel support you in this and allow her moonlit aura to help you shine with grace. Wow, that was beautiful. Oh,
wow.
Man. And then the other card that slipped out was a loved one in heaven. Thank you, loved ones in heaven, for drawing close at this time. So someone is supporting you. The angels are bringing through a loved one who is in heaven at this time, and they want you to know that their energy and support are always with you. And your loved one in heaven is drawing extremely close to you and wants to heal any remaining pain or feeling of separation that's in your heart. So take time to acknowledge and remember them, for this will allow you to feel their love. Does that resonate with you, Jeff?
Yeah, I feel maybe my grandfather is here.
Okay.
To help me, yeah, because I did connect with him the other day.
Having lunch,
awesome.
And then just came through.
That's beautiful. And then the last card for you was Peace and Harmony, Archangel Raguel. And it says, thank you, Raguel, for surrounding my life in a harmonious light. So light coming in, I feel like you're going to get healed. You're healing yourself. Take time, and I'm just reading really quickly. Take time to surrender to God and the angels any concerns that you have about any. I'm changing this because for me it's health. You know, for you, that's what you asked about health, and allow them to lovingly guide you to be healed. And that's what I have, Jess. I hope that totally resonates. It was so beautiful, the cards.
Yeah.
And Liz.
Yeah, I was crying
as well
the whole time you were reading the card of the lotus. Because that's what I'm going through.
As DC said, I knew I had to read that one because that was the same signal for me to read from the book for that one.
I'm so glad I call in.
Yes.
Thanks so much, Mary.
And you still have Liz, so hold on a second.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Justin.
Thank you.
All right, Justin.
Hi, Liz.
So, how are you? The first card I pulled for you was from my deck, and it says, be known for your kindness. So what I got from that was to just, you know, you may not be feeling well at different times, or you may be unsure or untrusting, and just always be kind. Always show a smile. Always give a helping hand, because what we are putting out in the universe is what we're attracting back. So when we're giving kindness out there, then you're going to receive kindness in return. And sometimes that's what we need, especially the heart healing. I got a real sense that this is fears that are in you from past love, past experiences, maybe not just romantically, but with family too, hereditary ties. But I also feel like you have some things that have carried over from a past life. And I don't know if you've ever done like a past life regression meditation. Have you ever tried one of those?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So I feel like there's. I feel like you got some stuff that came with you from another lifetime that's kind of putting this fear in your heart of opening up and allowing yourself to be fully accepting of someone else. And of you fully accepting them. You know, we a lot of times when we have a bad experience, we carry that into another experience, and we have to remember that each one is separate. They're not related, and it sometimes is very hard for us to do that. and it's hard, you know, so little steps at a time, you know, give a little trust. And when it goes okay, give a little bit more, you know, and keep working at it. And then the other card that I pulled for you is the resting tree. And what's interesting about this, it says patience and stillness. And so I think right now where you are is right where you're supposed to be, in a very calm place. I also wanted to say don't try to overheal yourself, if that makes sense. Don't try to force the healing. It's good to heal ourselves, don't get me wrong, but don't be like a, I want to say manic healer, like you're, oh my gosh, I have to heal myself, you know, that kind of energy, because then you're not doing the organic thing, you're kind of forcing yourself.
Exactly.
But the beautiful thing about this card, and these cards kind of show like a connection to the fairy world. And she's a little fairy, and she's sleeping next to the swamp, almost like you're waiting for your lotus flower to push its way up through the mud and blossom on top of the water. So this time is meant for you to relax, to let go of any kind of expectation, to just have patience with yourself and what's going on with you. You know, be aware, listen, but don't fixate on anything. And the other thing, this is angel number 22 on the card, and 22 is a number of precision and balance. In its full capacity, this number is a master builder, which means that it provides the power to achieve most impossible things. So, and you can Google the angel number 22, and you'll find a lot more. I just wanted to give you that little snippet about it. It's calling you to really take this time and be alone, be with yourself, and find all of the things you need to work on and find your balance. Sometimes we're very uncomfortable being alone with ourselves, but that's the part we need to work through. And we need to be able to fully love ourselves in order for other people to love us. So, I hope that message resonates with you, and I hope that you, give us a call back and let us know, you know, how things are going and how things are working. But you have a lot of potential there, and you've got things going on. You are working on things. Just don't force them. Do a little bit at a time, because sometimes if we try to do too much, we overwhelm ourselves.
and it can kind of have the reverse effect of what we're looking for. So I hope that helps you, Jess. Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much, Liz. Yes, it totally makes sense, and I do give myself time. But yeah, I'm a bit busy, but well, so glad I call in and I speak with you, ladies. I just really enjoy the shows and your authentic love and service, you know, to the community. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for your kind words and for listening. We appreciate it.
All
right,
you
have a great evening.
You too have a beautiful one, everyone, ladies.
All right.
Thank you, Justin.
Bye. God bless.
Okay. Oh, all right. Are we ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Area code 917, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Carmen. Good evening.
Hi, Carmen. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah. What do you see in relation to my work at the moment? It's part-time now, but it used to be full-time, but I'm still kind of like recovering from COVID and after effects of it. It's really bad, and I'm wondering if I'm going to stay there part-time for a while or just quit that job.
Carmen, this is DC. As you were asking the question about work, Spirit was asking, are you taking care of yourself health-wise? Because it's really important that we take care of our physical vessel, okay? So
yeah,
maybe because you're thinking about things, you know, it's starting to manifest physically into your body there. So I'm getting you've got to stay positive about everything, and positive thinking is going to help you in ways that you're not even aware of. Okay? Have you had any kind of chronic problems health-wise?
No, not really.
I feel like there's something there that you're holding on to. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm getting, you know, like about work itself, you've got to just stay focused. You've got to think rationally is what I'm getting. But I am getting, you know, there's something there what you know, worrying about work, it's causing stress. Okay,
well,
so
energy. I don't have that. I don't have the same energy right now because of the COVID. I'm still recovering. You know, that's why I'm working. That's why.
Yeah,
I thought
there was something, but you've got to. You know, you've got to focus on your physical health. Okay,
well,
and I'm getting. You know, when you think about going forward, I'm getting. Think about going back to your roots.
Okay,
and I'm getting that's going to provide stability and help you to have the abundance you're looking for. This is a time for you to go forward. It's a new chapter in your life. It's time to have a renewed sense of purpose. And it's going to help you to really, you know, to go forward and be where you want to be. But I'm going, look at your roots. So maybe going back and, you know, looking over what other people in your family maybe have done. And I'm getting, this is your time. You're going to build your destiny. And, Carmen, you have the opportunity right now to create something that's absolutely amazing.
Oh, wow.
Something that's going to help you for a long, long time. That you're going to use your skills. You're going to use your talents. But you've got to physical health.
I'm also working on that at the moment. That's another.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, make sure, like I said, that you take time out to just, you know, maybe watch a funny movie or something else. Like, do something where you take your mind off of everything. And you've got to let your whole body and, you know, everything just relax. Okay?
Yes. Yeah, I do that. I do that every day, actually. but maybe I need to just watch a funny movie and relax, you know, a little bit
more. Yeah, because, you know, laughter is the best medicine, and it will help you to, you know, to move forward. And I do feel like you're going to do that. Okay.
Sure.
And I'm also getting, like, a job in regard to your communication skills.
Yes.
So I don't know if there's anything
there's
that
an
you've been thinking about in that regard.
Yeah, there's an opportunity, but they're just very slow at getting back to me. So I'm like, okay, I just made
Divine timing is at play right now because physically you need to rest a little bit more.
Yeah, I will. You know, you're right.
You know, so everything will happen in the divine right time. It's going to bring you the opportunity that you're looking for. And, you know, you've got to, you know, take care of the health now so that you could have what, you know, you've been waiting for is coming soon. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies. Know that there's going to be fulfillment. You're going to be content with everything. And I'm getting a piece of Amazite for you. To help you to really to speak your truth and to do it in a loving way, okay? But I'm getting as well to, you know, make sure that you keep watching your diet and taking care of yourself, your physical health, okay?
My diet.
Okay, I'm
going
to turn you over to Liz. And Carmen, thank you for calling in this evening.
Thank you so much.
Wow, Carmen. Okay, as DC mentioned the Amazonite, the card that I pulled for you is the Queen of Raphael, which is also a green. He's green. I mean, you know, Raphael comes with a heart, and it's green, the card. And I kept hearing for you self care, and a couple of callers got that. A card, but I just kept hearing self-care for you. Take a soaking bath, relax, learn to say no to people.
It's really
so I kept
hard
being
to take
reminded
care of myself when I'm like, you know, I have a senior dog that needs a lot of caretaking too. So I am taking care of, you know, him a lot of the time. Like it's harder for me to take care of just myself anymore. It's not, it's just additional, factors, you know, where he'll be very demanding and barking and demanding to be taken care of, you know. It stops. It's like I'm working and I'm taking care of him at the same time sometimes. You know, that's how bad it is.
So it's harder for me to
take care of myself at the moment. So I get that I have to, but it's more challenging now. Used to be me and just easier.
Yeah, but we still must take, like, even if it's 10 minutes. A hot soaking bath it would be great.
Okay.
That's what I do when I'm stressed. And you could do that in 10 minutes. And then the card says, follow your heart, a love of home and family, trustworthy psychic information. And that's the Queen of Raphael. And then the card I'm being told to read from the book, your heart is your greatest strength. Expect relationship with others to develop to a new level. Someone is in the perfect position to help another person understand his or her own feelings. An immense love of home and family is also in evidence. Any psychic or intuitive information that arises is completely reliable. And the people part of this card is someone who is wise and kind, a loving and nurturing person with the ability to solve problems before they occur. I feel that's you, and psychic and spiritual and understanding and very giving. I feel that all that describes you.
Nice. I hope so. That person saved life.
So, Liz, I hope that helped, but Liz will come on now and give you another reading because we're at the end of our show right now.
Okay. Oh, no, I thought it was very kind. Thank you for taking my call and doing service.
You're welcome. Liz will come on now.
Really appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Carmen. So I
got a couple things for you. And the first card I pulled was from my deck, and it says, no matter what size, shape, or color, every person deserves to be heard. So I hear your little puppy in the background, and yeah. It's funny because the first thing I got was, it wasn't really about you not listening to other people. It was totally about tuning into yourself and listening to yourself. You know, yeah. you've just been ill. Yeah. You had COVID. That's, you know, that's a big strike to your body and your how you feel.
It is. So it is. It's pretty bad. Yeah. It's an impact.
Yep. Yeah. So tune in with yourself and pay attention to how you feel, where you feel. You know, what are you feeling? You know, do a scan, start at your toes, and slowly work your way up. But the other thing is your little Poochie there, he's really telling you, like, hey, you need to take time for yourself. Take time for yourself. And so he's trying to get you spend the time with him, incorporate him in your time, because he is your friend, he's your companion, right? That's why we have dogs, because they make us feel good and they you know they comfort us. So he's saying, hey, you need to take care of yourself, and you're not listening.
Right. He's just saying it in a really annoying way, but I appreciate him very much.
So what he's trying to get your attention. And so when you're spending time with him, that's your time to connect with you, right? The two of you sit together, you know, hold him on your lap and pet him, you know, cuddle in the bed together, whatever it may be. And, you know, she's saying, I know.
Sound right now.
Well, listen, we all have dogs, we know. But she's just saying, you're not listening, and I know you're not well, and you're, you know, I want you to be okay. I need you.
And so it's true.
The second card I pulled
for
you
is... I really think that that's the truth.
Yeah.
I really think that that's what he's trying to say. The poor thing.
The second card I pulled for you is the Wise Woman of Wonderland, and it says integrity and compromise. So I feel this goes into the new job, but it's encouraging you to be your authentic, fun self, you know, your little bit of humor in there, a little bit of, you know, be you. Don't be afraid to be, don't be afraid to be silly and goofy, right? Because people relate to
that.
But you want to do it in a way where you sound intelligent and, you know, that you have integrity, right? You want to show that you do have the skills to do the job, but you are fun and you're relatable, right?
Yeah.
So I hope that message helps you, Carmen. And we're going to let you.
Sweet. Thank you, guys. Both of you. All
you're
of you.
Welcome. So sweet. No
take
problem.
Take care.
Thank you. Take care, guys. Talk to you later.
Yep. Give us a
and
call.
Bye
back.
Bye to the little.
Bye.
Take
care.
Bye. Thank you.
Did she say what the fur baby's name was?
Oh, she didn't tell us.
Okay, because I just heard, I thought you said Fergus. That's what it sounded like.
Oh.
And I think that was one of. That's what it sounded like. Somebody said Fergus, and I thought that was one of Prince Philip's dogs.
Oh, Fergus. Well, his daughter-in-law was
Fergie,
weird. Right?
Yeah. But you know what? The fur baby was saying, please, Mommy, stay positive.
Yeah.
You know? Life is give and take. You have to compromise a little bit, and that's going to help you to be happy, you know? And the doggy just wants everything for her to, you know, work out for her best, but the doggy really has a lot of logic, you know? Let go of things that you can't control, you know? And, you know, sometimes things aren't in your hand right at the moment. So the dog made a lot of sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard he's like, she's not listening. I guess.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing. And I was, you know, but that beautiful fur baby is really, you know, trying to tell her and with such love.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Like making himself sick because he's trying to tell her so badly.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ladies.
Well, you know what,
more.
Okay, I just want to say that Prince Philip thought he was just coming here to have a little fun, and he didn't realize the beautiful memories we were all creating. He said he's just overwhelmed with love. So he's thanking everyone.
Oh, well, we thank him for joining us. That was amazing.
Yeah. Totally amazing, yeah.
Especially for coming over for some drinks here. I left the vodka out and the lemon, and I poured it.
Going to get rowdy at your house, Mary.
Lynn is saying, I'm making dirty martinis. Anyone want one? I'm like, yes, yes. Hello, yes.
Yes.
Gotten one yet?
Oh, gosh, my favorite.
Oh, too cute. All right. We have one more, ladies. Are we ready?
Yes.
Oh, definitely yes. Always.
All right. Maybe. Area code 708 live with Angel Answers. So we have your first name.
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Do you have a question for us today, this evening?
Yes, I'm starting an online business, and I was wondering, like a boutique, and I was wondering, how do you see that going?
Mm.
Beautiful question. We love your name, Nicole. Our not here, Nicola. And Lynn is coming in, her guide, and he's saying, it's going to go great. You are a very creative person. You have so much potential. And he's saying, dream a little bit bigger, okay? And, you know,
okay.
Instead of getting, like, being out of the box thinker, there's going to be so many opportunities, Nicola, coming your way. Okay?
Oh,
but I'm getting
okay.
Got to dream a little bit bigger, okay? So what you're seeing for yourself, I'm seeing something so much larger, okay?
Okay.
Really beautiful. But I am getting, you know, make sure that you play as hard as you work. You work very hard, and you've got to have an equal balance with playing as well, okay?
Okay, that's true. Yes.
So many things to help yourself, you know, just forget about work, rest, rejuvenate, little mini spa treatment, something, because I'm getting, you've got to do something just for you.
Okay.
And that's going to help you to go further. Have you gotten away at all? Did some, you know, a little mini vacation?
Not
I'm getting,
yet,
you know,
not limited. Yet, because.
Okay. Okay, and Lynn and my dog Ginger are coming in together, and they're saying that, you know, the animals love you. I don't know if you realize how much animals love you.
No.
Okay, well, they really love you, and, I mean, this could be, like, something that you could connect with what you're, you know, doing there, and, you know, the angels are coming in, and Archangel Michael is coming in as well. To give you the strength to go forward and, you know, to reach your potential. Whatever you're afraid of, whatever that you're holding on to that needs healing, he's asking you to just give it to him at this moment, okay? Let everything be healed. Let everything be resolved, okay? And he's just bringing forth love and blessings. And that's what I'm getting from my dog Ginger and Lynn. And they're telling you you can accomplish anything. You've just got to believe in yourself, okay?
Okay.
So that's what I have. And Lenny is sending you some Lenny love. And he's saying your homework for this week is to just try to love yourself a little bit more, okay?
Okay. Okay.
God bless you all. Ladies?
Yes, Nicole, this is Mary. I pulled from the Archangel Power Tarot cards, and I was chilled, first of all, when you asked about your business. And usually when I'm chilled from head to toe, it means really great. I mean, the answer to your question is a big yes, and it's amazing. And then the Four of Michael I pulled out, and the card says, insights that come from quiet meditation, the need for more sleep or time off, seek relief from stress. So like DC said, like self-care, like relax, chillax, take a soaking hot bath. The card says it's time to take a break. The key to a successful solution is likely to arise from meditation or the unexpected epiphanies that come from a quiet walk. And it's asking you, are you getting enough sleep? If you've been ill, make sure you take all the time necessary for full recovery. And then another meaning for the card is make time for yourself, which we both did both say. And then take a vacation, like DC said. And so this is just beautiful. And seek relief from stress. I totally underline that. You know, sometimes when we're doing an online business, it's very stressful, you know, and seek relief, you know, like soaking baths, going to a spa, get a massage, you know, getting your nails done, pedicure. Those are soothing, great ways for us ladies to relax or chillax, the way I say.
Okay.
And that's what I have, and I'm sure Liz has another great card for you.
Well, I think so. So the first card I picked for you, Nicole, was from my deck, and it said, always say thank you. And you're going to have a lot of blessings coming your way with this venture. And that's because the divine is kind of, they've kind of helped you get on your path, right? Because you've said at times, just help, you know, you've surrendered and said, please just help me. Tell me what to do, right? So you've called them in. So make sure you thank them. They love to be thanked. They, you know, gratitude makes them happy. They're going to be there anyway, even if you don't thank them. But when you thank them, it brings your vibration up a little bit more. So it's good. And every time, you know, you have one right thing, just say thank you. And then the next card I got for you was the Chess Queen, trust in strategizing. So be in the feeling, in the flow of just trusting that everything that you've done, all the work you've put in, that everything is going to work out, is going to work out for you. It's going to go positive. Just know that the universe is going to bring in those people. They're going to connect you. It's all going to work out. Because as soon as we start to doubt ourselves, we bring that doubt into our situation, which we don't want to do. We want to just bring in the trust and know that it is coming. The universe wants what's best for us. They want us to be successful. They want us to do well. And a couple of things I wrote down at the beginning when we started talking was take off the blinders. You know, we sometimes when we create something, we have such an idea of what we want. We want the outcome to be right that we don't let anything else come in and we don't listen to other ideas and we don't look at other possibilities. Or, you know, someone comes to us and we're like, what are they talking about? That's not what I want to do. And we don't keep an open mind to it. Be open to everything.
Okay.
I would not be on this show if I was not open to everything, because believe me, this was nowhere in my plan or thoughts of what I'd be doing. And it's just, it literally dropped out of the sky, fell in my lap. Like, and that's how the universe works. And you'll just be like, what? And it's, you know, it's been a perfect fit. I love it with these ladies. But it's not anything I was looking for sure. So be ready for those possibilities. Because they're going to come, you know, and just, don't have tunnel vision and don't limit yourself. Just like DC said, dream big because
okay,
what is coming for you, you haven't even thought of yet. That's how the universe works. Like the idea is so big, you haven't even conceived it.
Oh, wow. So okay.
You know, it's funny. How it happens, but just, you know, every person that approaches you, everyone that, you know, tries to say, hey, I have this idea, you know, you don't have to have a yes or no right away. I think we've become a society where we think we have to respond right away and give instant gratification. And it's okay to say, yeah, you know, let me think about it. I don't know where it would fit right now, but let me sit on it and see what comes up, because you might right away when someone comes to you not understand how it would apply with what you're doing, but then all of a sudden you'll 2 weeks down the road you'll be like, oh man, that person I talked to, that'll work right here. And you're like, ooh, you know, so you don't want to say, no, I don't want to do that, and then they move on and be like, yeah, let me see where it works, you know, get their information so they can get back to them. And then all of a sudden you have this huge network and everything has expanded beyond what you thought.
Okay, because I applied for my LLC. I have that. So mm-hmm. that's just a start, but I'm working on the other paperwork. So I'm excited. I'm a little nervous,
yeah.
like, oh, my God, I'm going to finally have an online clothing boutique. So,
yeah. And don't
it's
have
just
any
the finance
doubt
part.
Coming. Yeah, I was going to say, don't
yeah,
have any doubt.
The financial part.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's coming. Everything's going to, you know, that's the thing. Like, you can't even, that's why I say keep an open mind, because that's what will happen. We always tend to think of money, well, abundance as in money, but it's abundance can come in many ways. You know, I don't always deal with clients that can afford to pay me, but they may have a service that I need. Their husband may be a mechanic, and they can exchange me a oil change for a service that I provide, right? So mm-hmm. abundance is really about having everything you need when you need it, because the universe lines it up that way. So I always try to tell people to remember that too, that it's not always the money that we think of. Abundance comes in other ways. When we have all the things we need, when we have someone to clean our house and someone to, you know, fix our cars and, you know, whatever, cook meals, whatever it may be, then, hey, you don't need as much money, right? But you have all the stuff you need, and you're thriving,
right.
and you're thriving. So, you know, it's everything we do is about an energy exchange, and energy can come in many forms. So just be open to that, too. You know, that's, like we say, I agree with DC. I just see big, big things coming. Both these cards, the one from my deck has this beautiful flower on it, and it's ready to, you know, it's blossoming. And then the other card I pulled is full of, it's this goddess, like, in this beautiful sunlight. So things are coming. There's a lot of gold here. So, you know, prosperity and all those things. And just be, you know, listen. Let people give you, you know, give you their pitches, whatever. You know, listen to them and say, you know, hey, maybe that'll work out someday. And you'll be surprised how many things you'll be like, I didn't even think of that. And it's gonna work perfect for you. So.
Okay. I will try to keep open mind and be positive and take some time for myself, self-care.
Yes, too, you know, and just, we can't rush anything. That's, you know, the universe is going to bring it when it brings it. And, you know, everything's going to fall into place. So don't lose your trust, because it's coming. It's coming. You've done the work. You've done the hard nitty gritty part, right? And so now you just have to wait for the flow to come. And it will. It's going to be like floodgates.
Thank you. No. Thank you, ladies, so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Let us know how you make out.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right. You have
Thank you,
night.
Hun.
You too.
Wow, what an amazing show, lady.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And, yes, Prince Philip, he just said he could not believe that he would have so much fun. And he said he learned a lot from us. And he wants to say that, you know, some days you can eat salads and go to the gym, but some days you have to eat cupcakes and refuse to put your pants on. It's called balance. So he's saying balance is really important.
Absolutely.
I love that.
I enjoyed myself. And Lynn is, yes, Lynn, I want to thank you for being an amazing host at Mary's party. He's now escorting Diana and Prince Philip back. He's giving them a ride. So thank you, Lynn, for being an amazing hostess
you,
this evening. And don't stop in. And Mary's dad, Angel, came in and was talking privately with Mary. So it was an amazing evening. And you ladies, you did such a fantastic readings. Wow.
Thank you. How synchronistic
you
we were.
DC.
Oh, so in sync.
Oh,
beautiful reading all around.
It was an amazing, beautiful caller.
And hopefully next we'll have our lovely Nicola back with us.
I know. Then Len'll get carried away then.
Yes, but he just said he was focusing on being the perfect host this evening, so he could only come in here and there. He did enjoy it, and he didn't marry. He was very happy with what you think. Yes, they were all very happy with what you had. You had a good spread there, so they were happy.
Nice.
Hopefully,
work,
they
dear.
Left me some deli meats.
They may have, may have not. I don't know. Don't be surprised. No,
I'll have to check.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh, what a great show! I look forward to my website.
Me too. I hate when I miss because I'm like, oh, I want to be with my friend.
You know, it's so weird. Today I had the Colette Baron read the seven energies, and today was the last one that she was doing a Zoom. And I was like, I messaged her. I was like, I can't. I have my angel answers. I have my show. Like, I can't miss. So, you know, I put
She'll
it on Facebook. I said, I can't make it. But there's a replay, so I'll listen to it on the replay.
Yeah, definitely listen to the replay. I mean, you'll have to let her know. You know, you had to host Diana and Prince Philip, so you did have an important job to do this.
Yes, I have to. I do tell her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you, ladies. I hope everyone has a blessed rest of your week. And I look forward to connecting with each of you next week. And this is just like, it's almost like a little gift in the middle of the week. I just look forward to it so much. So amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah.
I'm so happy for Wednesday.
All right.
Well,
till next week.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Take care now.
Bye. Okay.